ванной, охотятся. Old Lazarus.
Old Lazarus. Old Lazarus. Old Lazarus.
Well, the high sheriff, he goes in there with him. Won't you go out and name me Lazarus?
Came a hobo hiking, and he said, "Boys, I'm not turning. I'm headed for a land that's far away, beside the crystal fountains. So come with me, we'll go and see the big rock candy mountains. In the big rock candy mountains, there's a land that's fair and bright, where the handouts grow on bushes, and you sleep out every night. Where the boxcars all are empty, and the sun shines every day. On the birds and the bees and the cigarette trees, the lemonade springs where the bluebird sings in the big rock candy mountains. In the big rock candy mountains, all the cops have wooden legs, and the bulldogs all have rubber teeth, and the hens lay soft-boiled eggs. The farmer's trees are full of fruit, and the barns are full of hay. So I'm bound to go where there ain't no snow, where the rain don't fall, the wind don't blow, in the big rock candy mountains. In the big rock candy mountains, you never change your socks, and the little streams of alcohol come a-trickling down the rocks. The brakemen have to tip their hats, and the railroad bulls are blind. There's a lake of stew and a whiskey too. You can paddle all around them in a big canoe in the big rock candy mountains. In the big rock candy mountains, the jails are made of tin, and you can walk right out again as soon as you are in. There ain't no short-handled shovels, no axes, saws, or picks. I'm a-going to stay where you sleep all day, where they hung the church that invented work in the big rock candy mountains. I'll see you all this coming fall in the big rock candy mountains.
Hey, any of you boys, Smithies? Or, if not Smithies per se, were you otherwise trained in the metallurgic arts before straightened circumstances forced you into life aimless wandering?
Jesus! Can't I count on you people?
Sorry, Everett. Well, all right. We take off through that bayou.
Wait a minute. Who elected you leader of this outfit?
Well, Pete, I figured it should be the one with the capacity for abstract thought. But if that ain't the consensus view, then hell, let's put her to a vote.
Suits me. I'm voting for yours truly.
Well, I'm voting for yours truly, too.
Okay. I'm with you fellas.
Mind if we join you, old timer?
Jive me, my son. Jive.
You work for the railroad, Grandpa?
I work for no man.
Got a name, do you?
I have no name.
Well, that right there may be the reason you had difficulty finding gainful employment. You see, in the mart of competitive commerce...
You seek a great fortune. You three who are now in chains. You will find a fortune. Though it would not be the fortune you seek. But first you must travel a long and difficult road. A road fraught with peril. Mm-hmm. You shall see things wonderful to tell. You shall see a cow on the roof of a cotton house. And oh, so many starlings. I cannot tell you how long this road shall be, but fear not the obstacles in your path. For fate has vouchsafed your reward. Though the road may wind, yea, your hearts grow weary, still shall ye follow the road. Even unto your salvation.
No, the treasure's still there, boys, believe me.
But how'd he know about the treasure?
Don't know, Delmer. The blind are reputed to possess sensitivities compensating for their lack of sight, even to the point of developing paranormal psychic powers. Now, clearly seen in the future would fall neatly into that category. It's not so surprising, then, that an organism deprived of its earthly vision...
He said we wouldn't get it. He said we wouldn't get the treasure we seek on account of our obstacle.
What the hell does he know? He's an ignorant old man. Jesus, Pete, told you I buried it myself. Your cousin still has this here. Horse farm and a forge and some shoeing impediment or so our liberty of movement.
Hold it right here! You men from the bank?
You wash his bar?
Yes, sir. Daddy told me I'm to shoot who's ever from the bank.
Well, we ain't from the bank, young feller.
Yes, sir. Mother's supposed to shoot folks serving papers.
We ain't got no papers, neither.
I nicked the census, man.
Now, there's a good boy. Is your daddy about?
Whoa, Pete. Who are your friends?
Pleased to make your acquaintance, Mr. Hogwalt. My name is Ulysses Everett McGill.
And I'm Delmar O'Donnell.
How you been, Walsh? Been what, 12, 13 years?
Yep. I expect you want them chains knocked off.
He foreclosed on Cousin Vester. He hanged himself a year come May.
And Uncle Rad live?
The anthrax took most of his cows. The rest don't milk. He lost the boy to mumps.
Where's Cora, Cousin Walt?
Couldn't say. Mrs. Hogwallop up in R-U-N-N-O-L. O-F-T.
She must have been looking for answers.
Possibly. Good riddance, as far as I'm concerned. I do miss her cooking, though.
This stew's awful good.
I think so. I slaughtered this horse last Tuesday. I'm afraid she's starting to turn.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
Well, that winds up tonight's Pass the Biscuits Pappy O'Daniel Flower Hour. This is Pappy O'Daniel, hoping you folks been enjoying that good old-timey music. And remember, when you're fixing to fry up some flapjacks or bake a mess of biscuits, use cool, clear water and good, pure Pappy O'Daniel flour.
Well, guess I'll be turning in. Say, Cousin Wash, I suppose it'd be the acme of foolishness to inquire if you had a hairnet.
I got a bunch in yon bureau. It's a hog wallop, as a matter of fact. Help yourself. I won't be needing it.
How's my hair?
It's Thornton! We got you surrounded!
Damn, we're in a tight spot.
Just come on out and grab it in! And don't try nothing fancy. Your situation is putting out a husband.
Damn, we're in a tight spot.
What in the Sam Hill?
Pete's cousin turned us in for the bounty.
The hell you say? Walsh is kin!
Sorry, Pete. I know we're kin, but they got this depression on. I got to do for me and mine.
I'm gonna kill you, Judas Iscariot, hog weller, you miserable horse-eating son.
Damn, we're in a tight spot.
Damn his ass. Pa always said, never trust a hog weller.
Come and get us, coppers!
Boy, is leaving us no choice but to smoke you out.
Damn. We're in a tight spot.
Ladder up! Go up, boys! Now, ain't you ever heard of negotiating? Say we talk this thing out! I hate fire!
You lousy, low-down, yellow bellet!
Now, we gotta be one voice here.
Careful with that fire now, boys!
That's enough, son.
Ah! I hate fire! Get the chief copper down, you mother-less ball of hell!
Cut back, Bennett. Look out.
Get away from that vehicle, champ! She's licking fire! Hey, cover the bar!
And mind your pa. What's the damn problem?
I can get the part from Bristol. It'll take 2 weeks. Here's your pomade.
2 weeks? That don't do me no good.
Here's Ford Auto Man's Bristol.
Hold on now. I don't want this pomade. I want Dapper Dan.
I don't carry Dapper Dan. I carry Fop.
But I don't want Fop, goddammit. I'm a Dapper Dan man.
Watch your language, young fella. This is a public market. Now, if you want Dapper Dan, I can order it for you. Have it in a couple of weeks.
Well, ain't this place a geographical oddity? 2 weeks from everywhere. Forget it. It's the dozen hairnets. Well, didn't look like a one-horse town, but try finding a decent hair jelly.
Go for Everett.
And no transmission belt for 2 weeks neither.
Huh? They dammed that river on the 21st. Today's the 17th.
Don't I know it?
We got but 4 days to get to that treasure. After that, it'll be at the bottom of a lake. We ain't gonna make it walking.
Well, that's right.
Go for Everett.
But the old tactician's got a plan. For the transportation, that is. I don't know how I'm gonna keep my coiffure in order.
How's this a plan? How are we gonna get a car?
Sell that. I figure you can only have painful association for Wash.
To Washington, Bartholomew, Hogwaller. From his loving Cora. And more to this is.
This is in his bureau. I reckon it'll fetch us enough cash for a good used auto voiture and a little left over besides.
Whew. You got some light fingers, Everett. Gopher?
You miserable little snake.
You stole from my kin!
Who was fixing to betray us.
You didn't know that at the time.
So I borrowed it till I did know.
That don't make no sense.
Pete, it's a fool who looks for logic in the chambers of the human heart. Now, what the hell is that saying?
Appears to be some kind of a congregation. Care for some gopher?
No, thank you, Delmer. A third of a gopher would only arouse my appetite without bedding her back down.
Oh, you can have the whole thing. Me and Pete already had one. We ran across a whole gopher village.
Hard times flush the chumps. Everybody's looking for answers. Enjoy this. Where is he going?
Well, I'll be a son of a bitch. Delmar's been saved.
Well, that's it, boys. I've been redeemed. The preacher done washed away all my sins and transgressions. It's a straight and narrow from here on out. And heaven everlasting's my reward.
Delmer, what are you talking about? We got bigger fish to fry.
The preacher said all my sins is washed away, including that Piggly Wiggly I knocked over in Yazoo.
I thought you said you was innocent of those charges.
Well, I was lying. And the preacher said that that sin's been washed away, too. Neither God nor man's got nothing on me now. Come on in, boys.
The water is fine.
Come on, boy.
Yeah, boy.
Good dog.
All right, boy. We've got to see it.
Back dead.
The preacher said it absolved him.
For him, not for the law. Surprised you, Pete. I gave you credit for more brains than Delmer.
But they was witnesses seen us redeemed.
That's not the issue, Delmer. Even if it did put you square with the Lord, the state of Mississippi's a little more hard-nosed.
You should have joined us, Everett.
It couldn't have hurt none.
Hell, at least it would have washed away the stink of that pomade.
Join you two ignorant fools in a ridiculous superstition, thank you anyway, and I like the smell of my hair treatment. The pleasing odor's half the point.
Baptism.
You two are just dumber than a bag of hammers. Well, I guess you just might cross the bear.
Come over, Everett. Let's give that colored boy a lift.
You fools going past Tishomingo?
Sure, hop in.
How you doing, son? Name's Everett. These two soggy sons of bitches are Pete and Delmer. Keep your fingers away from Pete's mouth. He ain't had nothing to eat for 13 years except prison food, gopher, and a little greasy horse.
Thanks for the list, sir. My name's Tommy. Tommy Johnson.
How you doing, Tommy? Say, I haven't seen a house out here for miles. What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to be at that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
Well, ain't it a small world, spiritually speaking? Pete and Delmer just been baptized and saved. I guess I'm the only one that remains unaffiliated.
This ain't no laughing matter, Everett.
What'd the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Oh, son. For that, you traded your everlasting soul?
Well, I wouldn't you. I've always wondered, what's the devil look like?
Well, of course, they're all manner of lesser imps and demons, Pete, but the great Satan himself is red and scaly with a bifurcated tail, and he carries a hayfork.
Oh, no. No, sir. He's white. As white as you folks. With empty eyes and a big hollow voice. He loves to travel around with a mean old hound.
That's right. He told you to go to Tishomingo?
Well, no, sir. Well, that was my idea. I heard there's a man down there. He pays folks money singing to his can. They say he pays an extra if you play real good.
Tishomingo, huh? How much he pay? All right, boy. Follow my lead. Around here?
I am. Who are you?
Well, sir, I'm Jordan Rivers, and these here are the Soggy Bottom Boys out of Cottonelia, Mississippi. Songs of salvation to salve the soul. We hear that you pay good money to sing into a can.
Well, that all depends. You boys do Negro songs?
Sir, we are Negroes. All except for our company. The fellow that plays the guitar.
Yeah, well, I don't record nigger songs. No, I'm looking for some old-timey material. You see, people can't seem to get enough of it. Since we started broadcasting it on the Pappy Old Daniel Flower Hour, so thank you for stopping by. But...
Sir, the Soggy Bottom Boys have been steeped in old-timey material. Heck, we're silly with it, ain't we, boys?
That's right.
That's right. Yes, we ain't really Negroes.
Oh, except for our company.
I am a man of constant sorrow. I've seen trouble all my day. I bid farewell to old Kentucky, the place where I was born and bred, the place where he was born and bred. Maybe your friends think
tell you what. You come on in here, you. You sign these papers here, I'm going to give you $10 piece.
Okay, sir, but Merton, Aloysius will have to just sign X's. Only four of us can write.
Happy fun.
Hey, mister. I don't mean to be telling tales out of school, but there's a feller in there who'll pay you $10 if you sing into his can.
I'm not here to make a record, you dumb cracker. They broadcast me out on the radio.
Yeah, that's Governor Menelaus. Pass the biscuits, Papio Daniel.
And ain't you appreciated that you ate his farina and voted him a second term?
Finest governor we ever had in Mississippi.
In any state?
Oh, Lord, yes. Every parish or precinct.
He was making the bigger point.
Why, ain't you going to press the flesh, Pappy? Do a little politicking?
I'll press your flesh, you with a some bitch.
You don't tell your Pappy how to cut the electorate. We ain't one at a time in here. We're mass communicating.
Oh, yes. That's a powerful new force.
Mm-hmm. Take your leg, Junior. Thank God your mammy died giving birth. Should have seen you, should have died of shame. Well, hi there. How you doing?
Oh, damn you, where you go? And harder than ever before. And the people are drifting door to door. Can't find no heaven, I don't care where they go. Say you're in money, you better be sure. These hard times will drive you from door to door.
Bed down here for the night.
Yeah, stinks in that old barn.
Suits me. Pretty soon it'll be nothing but feather beds and silk sheets.
$1 million.
Million point two.
500,000 each.
400, don't we? Feet? What are you gonna do with your share of the treasure?
Go out west somewhere. Open a fine restaurant. I'm gonna be the maitre d'. Greet all the swells. Go to work every day in a bow tie. Tuxedo. And all the staff say yes, sir. No, sir. And in a jiffy pee. All my meals for free.
What about you, Delmer? What are you gonna do with your share of that dough?
Gonna visit them foreclosing son of a guns down at the Indianola Savings and Loan. Slap that money on the barrel head and buy back the family farm. You ain't no kind of man if you ain't got land.
What about you, Everett? What you have in mind when you stole it in the first place?
I have no plan.
Well, that hardly sound like you.
All right, boys, it's the third time your situation is putting our hopeless.
Yeah, they found our car.
We ain't got the time and now the inclination to jail you boys any further.
Damn, we got a skedaddle.
Left my pomade in the car. Maybe I can creep up.
Don't be a fool, Everett. We got a RUNNOFT.
Where's Tommy?
Already let out. Scared out of his wits. Let's go.
Well, hell, it ain't square one. Ain't no one gonna pick up three filthy, unshaved hitchhikers. And one of them a know-it-all who can't keep his trap shut.
Pete, the personal rancor reflected in that remark I don't intend to dignify with comment. But I would like to address your general attitude of hopeless negativism.
Consider the lilies of the goddamn field. For hell, take a look at Delmar here as your paradigm of hope.
Yeah, look at me.
Now, you may call it an unreasoning optimism. You may call it obtuse. But the plain and simple fact is that we got close to 3 days before they... And that river.
To Itabena.
Itabena?
Itabena.
Isn't it
stay on this road.
No, that ain't right. I was thinking of a...
Take this road.
Nah, that ain't right. It seems to me there's a road, a cow road, that used to lead all the way, well, both of the way. That ain't right either.
Tap on in while you give it a think.
Right. Don't.
Any of you boys know your way around the Walter PPK?
Well, see, that's where we can't help you. I don't believe it's in Mississippi. Friend, some of your folding money has come unstowed.
Just stuff it down that sack there, will you? You boys aren't bad men, I take it.
Well, it's funny you should ask. I was bad till yesterday, but me and Pete here have been saved. I'm Delmar, and that there's Everett.
George Nelson. It's a pleasure. Grab the tiller, will you, buddy? Hand me that chopper.
Say, what line of work you in, George?
Come and get me, Captain! You flat-footed, green-brained, soft-ass sons of bitches! I'm George Nelson! Bigger than any John live or live. I'm coming to help me, pal. Thank you, Boothroat.
Cows.
I hate cows worse than choppers.
Oh, George. Not the livestock.
Come on, you miserable salary sons of bitches. Come and get me.
Going for the record. 3 banks in 2 hours. Okay, folks, hold your paws and drop your drawers. I'm George Nelson, and I'm here to sack the city of Itabena.
He's a live wire, though, ain't he?
All the money in a bag. What are you looking at, Grandpa?
Pardon me, George. You got a plan for getting out of here?
Sure, boys. Here's my plan. They ain't never seen ordinance like this. Thank you, folks. And remember, Jesus saves, but George Nelson withdraws. Go fetch the other bottle, Pete. Who said that? What ignorant, low down, slanderizing son of a bitch said that? My name is George Nelson. Get me?
She didn't mean nothing by it, George.
George Nelson. Not Babyface. You remember. And you tell your friends. I'm George Nelson. Born to raise hell.
That was some fun, though, wasn't it, George?
Yeah.
Almost makes me wish I hadn't been saved. Jacking up banks. I can see how a fella'd derive a whole lot of pleasure and satisfaction out of it.
It's okay.
Hey, doggies.
Well, I'm taking off. Boys, might as well keep my share of the riches.
Well, where are you going, George?
I don't know. Who cares?
Now, what do you suppose is eating George?
Well, Elmer, they say that with the thrill-seeking personality, what goes up must come down. Top of the world one minute, haunted by megrims the next. Yes, sir. It's as if our old friend George is a alley cat and his own damn humor to swing him by the tail. I wouldn't worry, Delmer. We'll be back on top again. I don't think we've seen the last George Nelson.
One on here. Folks, here's my cousin Ezard's niece, Eudora, from out of Greenwood, doing a little number with her cousin Tom Tom, which I predict you're going to enjoy thoroughly. Now, what can I do you for, Mr. Prince?
How can I lay hold of them soggy bottom boys?
Soggy bottom? I don't precisely recollect him.
They cut a record in here a few days ago with an old-timey harmony thing with a guitar company.
Him. Remember them? It's a colored fella, I believe. Yes, sir, they're a fine bunch of boys. They sang in the yonder can and skidded.
Well, that record is just going through the goddamn roof. They playing it as far away as Mobile.
No.
Whole damn state's going apey.
Well, it was a powerful effort.
Hot damn, we gotta find them boys and sign to a big fat contract. Hell's bells, Mr. Lund. If we don't, the goddamn competition will.
Oh, mercy, yes, we got to beat that competition.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Bottom boys performing Man of Constant Sorrow?
No, ma'am. We got a new shipment in yesterday. Sorry, but we just can't keep it on ourselves.
Fly away, fly away. Shut up, Delmar.
Guess old Pete's got the itch.
Go to sleep, you little baby. Go to sleep, you little baby. Your mama's gone away and your daddy's gone to stay. Didn't leave nobody but the baby. Go to sleep.
How to do, ladies? Baby. Name of Pete.
Go to sleep, you little baby. Everybody's gone in the cotton and the corn. Didn't leave nobody but the baby.
Ain't you gonna introduce us, Pete?
I don't know their names. I seen them first.
You're a sweet little baby. Honey and the rock and the sugar don't stop. Gonna bring a bottle to the baby. Don't you weep, pretty baby. Don't you weep, pretty baby. She's long gone with the red shoes on. Gonna need another loving baby. Go to sleep, you little baby.
My name is Ulysses Everett McGill, and
go to sleep.
Well, you three
baby.
Ladies are about the prettiest.
And the devil makes three. Don't
yes.
need no other loving baby.
What are lilies?
Go to sleep, you little baby.
Come on, look here.
Go to sleep, you little baby. You and me and the devil makes three. Don't need no other loving baby. Go to sleep, you little baby. Go to sleep, you little baby. Your mama's gone away and your daddy's gone to stay. Didn't need nobody but the baby. Go to sleep, you little baby. Go to sleep, you little baby. Come lay your bones on the alabaster stones and be my
Jesus, Everett. They left his cart.
Sirens did this to Pete. They loved him up and turned him into a horny toad.
Delmar.
It's me, Delmar. Everett.
What are we going to do?
I'm not sure that's Pete.
Of course it's Pete. Look at him. We gotta find some kind of wizard can change him back.
Just not sure that's Pete. You can't display a toad in a fine restaurant like this while the good folks here go right off the feed.
Hey, I just don't think it's right keeping him under wraps like we's ashamed of him.
Well, if it is Pete, I am ashamed of him. The way I see it, he got what he deserved. Fornicating with some whore of Babylon. These things don't happen for no reason, Delmer. It's obviously some kind of judgment on Pete's character.
Well, the two of us was fixing to fornicate.
You're going to have to excuse my rusticated friend, unaccustomed as he is to city manners. No.
I guess we'll have ourselves a couple of steaks and some... potatoes, and we'll wash it down with your finest bubbly wine. Oh, and I don't suppose you have nits or grubs back in the mansion. The chef could prepare. No, just a couple of leaves of raw cabbage.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. That kind of barnyard.
I believe I've seen you boys around here before. Allow me to introduce myself. Name of Daniel Teague, known in these precincts as Big Dan Teague. All of those who are pressed for time, Big Dan, Coot Court.
How you doing, Big Dan? My name is Ulysses Everett McGill. This is my associate, Delmar O'Donnell. I detect, like me, you're endowed with the gift of gab.
I flatter myself that such is the case. In my line of work, it's plumb necessary. The one thing you don't want is air in the conversation.
Once again, we find ourselves in agreement. What kind of work you do, Big Dan?
Sales, Mr. McGill, sales. And what do I sell? The truth, every blessed word of it, from Genesis on down to Revelations. That's right. The Word of God, which, let me tell you, there is damn good money in during these times of woe and want. People are looking for answers, and Big Dan sells the only book that's got them. And what do? You and your tongue-tied friend?
We're adventurers, sir. Currently pursuing a certain opportunity, but we're open to others as well.
I like your style, young man, so I'm going to propose you a proposition. You cover my bill so I don't have to run back upstairs. Get your waitress to wrap your dinner picnic style, and we shall retire to more private environs where I will tell you how there are vast amounts of money to be made in the service of God Almighty.
Why not? Nothing else. I could use some civilized conversation.
Don't forget your shoebox, friend.
Lightning! Goddamn campaign is lightning! We need a shot in the arm. You hear me, boys? In a goddamn arm. Legend held tomorrow that some bitch Stokes would win it in a walk.
Well, he's the reform candidate, Daddy.
Yeah?
Well, people like that reform. And maybe we should get us some.
I'll reform you, you soft-headed some bitch. How are you going to run reform on with a damn incumbent? Is that the best idea you boys can come up with? Reform?
Weeping Jesus on the cross.
Eckert!
You may as well start drafting my concession speech right now.
Okay, Pappy. Just making a point, you stupid son of a bitch. Get in that hat! Hurry up!
Pappy's just making a point.
Shut up!
Thank you, boys, for throwing in that fricassee. I'm a man of large appetites, and even with lunch under my belt, I was feeling mighty peckish.
It's our pleasure, Big Dan.
Thank you as well for the conversational hiatus. I generally refrain from speech during gustation. There are those who attempt both at the same time. I find it coarse and vulgar. Where were we?
Making money in the Lord's service.
You don't say much, friend, but when you do, it's to the point, and I salute you for it. Yes, Bible sales. Now, the trade is not a complicated one. There are but two things to learn. One, being where to find a wholesaler. The Word of God in bulk, as it were. Two, how to recognize your customer. Who are you dealing with? It's an exercise in psychology, so to speak. And it is that which I propose to give you a lesson in.
right now.
Well, I like to think I'm a pretty astute observer of the human scene, too, Big Dan.
No doubt, brother. I figured as much back at the restaurant. That's why I invited y'all out here for this advanced tutorial.
What's going on, Big Dan?
It's all about the money, boys! That's it! No! Right!
I don't get it, Big Dan.
Just take your show cards. And whatever you got in the hole. What? That ain't nothing but a damn toe.
No, you don't understand. That's Pete.
You know these things give you warts.
You end the lesson.
Come along, boys. See you in the funny paper. Y'all seen the end of Big Dan T.
Constructed whelp of a whore! Where are they headed? Your screams ain't gonna save your flesh. Only your tongue is, boy. Where are they headed?
Your two friends have abandoned you, Pete. They don't seem to care about your hide. Okay. Stay away to heaven, Pete. We shall all meet by and by.
God damn it! God, forgive me!
Oh.
Believe me, Delmer, he would have wanted us to press on. Rest his soul. One sour ass son of a bitch and not given the acts of pointless sentimentality.
It just don't seem right digging up that treasure without him.
Maybe it's for the best he was squished. Barely a sentient being. But as soon as we get ourselves cleaned up and we get a little smell in our hair, we're going to feel 100% better about ourselves and about life in general. Must be near Parchment Farm. Sorry, sons of bitches. Like a year ago, we bust off the farm. Pete Kelly, brother.
Not that I'm aware.
He must be getting to him.
Always on the sunny side. Keep
agree with me when I say that the great state of Mississippi cannot afford four more years of Pappy O'Dadd. Four more years of cronyism, nepotism, rascalism, and sights to the enemy. Now, the choice, she's a clear. Yeah, Pappy O'Donnell, slave of the interest, Homer Stokes, slave of the little man. Ain't that right, little fella?
He ain't lying.
And ladies and gentlemen, the little man has admonished me to grasp the broom of reform and sweep this state clean. It's going to be back to the flour mill, Pappy. The interest can take care of themselves.
Come to me. We're going to sweep the grass down. Clean government. Y'all going to act. That little Warby gal.
Warby gals? Did he just say little Warby gals?
Come here, Drew. What y'all been sitting here?
In the highway.
In the highway. God damn it all.
You know them gals, Everett?
In the highway, in the hay. In the highway, in the hay.
Hey, what's this Warby gals? Your name's McGill.
No, sir, not since you got hit by that train.
What are you talking about? I wasn't hit by any train.
Mama says she was hit by a train. Bluey, nothing left. Just a grease spot on the L&N.
Damn it, I wasn't hit by any train.
That's right, now Mama's got us back to Wharf. That's the maiden name. You got a maiden name, Daddy?
No, Daddy don't have a maiden name. See,
that's your misfortune. That's right, and now Mama's got a new beau. He's a suitor.
Yeah. I heard about that.
Mama says that he's bona fide.
You give her a ring?
Yes, sir. Big and got it, Jim. Mama checked it. It's bona fide. He's the suitor.
What's his name?
Vernon C. Waldrop. Uncle Vernon. Till tomorrow, then he's gonna be Daddy.
I am the only Daddy you got. I am the damn paterfamilias.
But you ain't bona fide.
Where's your mama?
She's at the five and dime, buying nipples. Daddy!
Hello, sugar. Huh? How's my little girl? Who the hell's that?
Starla Warby.
Starla McGill, you mean? How come you never told me about her?
She was hit by a train.
That's another thing. Why are you telling our gals I was hit by a train?
Lots of respectable people been hit by trains. Judge Hobby over in Cookville was hit by a train. What was I supposed to tell him? That you were sent to the penal farm and I divorced you from Shane?
I take your point. But it does put me in a damn awkward position vis-a-vis my progeny.
Hello, Fanny. This gentleman bothering you?
You Waldrop?
Uh-huh, that's right.
You been using my hair treatment?
Your hair treatment?
Excuse me. I got news for you, in case you hadn't noticed. I wasn't hit by a train. And I have traveled many a weary mile to be back with my wife and my six daughters.
Seven, Daddy.
That ain't your daddy, Alvinel. Your daddy was hit by a train.
Now, Penny, you stop that.
No, you stop it. Vernon here's got a job. Vernon's got prospects. He's bona fide. What are you?
I'll tell you what I am. I'm the paterfamilias.
And you can't marry him.
I can, I am, and I will. Tomorrow. I gotta think about the little Warby gals. They look to me for answers. Bernie can support them and buy them lessons on the clarinet. The only good thing you ever did for the gals is to get hit by that train.
Well, you lying, unconscious succubus.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! You can't swear at my fiancée.
Oh, yeah? Well, you can't marry my wife. Who is that man?
He's not my husband. Just a drifter, I guess. Just some no-account drifter.
And stay out of the Woolworth.
Imitations, too.
Deceitful, two-faced she-wolf.
If I had legs like that, I'd throw the rest of my
Never trust
away.
A female, Delmer. Remember that one simple precept, and your time with me will not have been ill-spent. Okay, Everett. Hit by a train. Truth means nothing to a woman, Delmer. Trying for the subjective. You ever been with a woman?
She says. Well, I gotta get the family farm back before I can start thinking about that.
That's right. If then. Believe me, Delmer. Woman is the most fiendish instrument of torture ever devised to bedevil the days of man.
Everett, I never figured you for a pater familias.
Oh, yes. I have spread my seed. And look what it's.
Got me.
Okay, boys. Enjoy your picture show.
I have no money, but honey, how can I change?
Save
what a sweeter
the treasure
than the sweetness of I love you.
Do not seek the treasure. It's a bushwhack.
Seems so funny.
You fix it an ambush. Do not seek the treasure. We thought you was a toad.
Lots of wealth would never bring. But you
thought you was a toad. Do not seek the treasure.
Quiet there. Watch the picture.
I signed that bill. I signed a dozen agriculture bills.
Everyone knows I'm a friend of the farmer. What I gotta do, start dealing livestock?
So we can't do that, Daddy. We might offend our constituency.
We ain't got a constituency. Stokes got a constituency.
Well, it's a well-run campaign. Midget and broom and whatnot.
Devil to do.
Hell of an organization.
Say, I got an idea.
What's that, Junior?
We could hire us a little fella even smaller than Stokes's.
You?
Slumshoulders, sack of nuts! Why, we look like a bunch of Johnny-come-latelys, bragging on our own midget. Don't matter how stumpy. And that's the goddamn problem right there. People think that Stokes has got fresh ideas. He's old Corrant, and we're the past.
It's a problem of
perception.
That's right.
Reason why he's pulling our pants down.
Going to paddle a little beehive.
Ain't going to paddle it. Going to kick it real hard.
No, I believe he's going to paddle it.
I don't believe that's a proper description.
Well, that's how I'd characterize it.
I believe it's more of a kicking situation.
God forgive me. I could not gaze upon that far show.
Hold still!
Can't stand much longer.
It was a moment of weakness.
Put your babbling feet. We gotta skid out.
That's all I got.
They lured me out for a bathe, and then they dunked me and trussed me up like a hog and turned me in for the bounty.
Should have guessed it. Typical womanly behavior. We're just lucky we left before they came back for us.
We didn't abandon you, Pete. We just thought you was a toad.
No, they never did turn me into a toad.
Well, that was our mistake then. And we was beat up by a Bible salesman and banished from Woolworths. I don't know, Everett, was it the one branch or all of them?
Well, I ain't had it easy either, boys. I spilled my guts about the treasure.
Huh?
I'm awful sorry I betrayed you, fellas. Must be my hog wall of blood.
That's all right, Pete.
It's awful white of you to take it like that, Everett. I feel wretched. Spoiling your pay for $1 million part two.
Isn't it not my girl?
Oh, that's all right.
Oh, you boys are true friends. Oh, you're my boo companions.
Pete, I don't want you to beat yourself up about this, eh?
I can't help it, but that's a wonderful thing to say.
Pete, the fact of the matter is, Emmett, there ain't no treasure. Fact of the matter is, there never was.
But, so, where's all the money from the armored car job?
I never knocked over no armored car. Sent up for practicing law without a license.
But...
damn it, I had to bust out. My wife wrote me she was getting married. I gotta stop it.
I had 2 weeks left on my sins.
I couldn't wait 2 weeks. She's getting married tomorrow.
My added time for the escape. I don't get out now till 1987.
No, I am sorry about that.
I'll be... 84 years old.
I guess they'll tack on 50 years for me, too.
Boys, we was chained together. I had to tell you something. Busting out alone was not an option. I'm sorry.
84 years old.
Well, I'll only be 82.
You ruined my life! You ruined my life!
I do apologize about that, Pete.
84 years old. I'll be gone. Not too long.
Now, boys.
Thank you.
won't you spare me over till another year? Well, I am this, none can excel. I'll open the door to heaven or hell. Oh, if someone would pray, could you wait to call me another day?
It's Tommy. You got Tommy.
Oh, my.
News. Sweet Jesus, we got to save him.
I'll fix your feet till you can't walk. I'll lock your jaw till you can't talk. I'll close your eyes so you can't see this very hour come and go with me. Then I come to take the soul, leave the body and leave it cold. Oh, death. Oh, death. Won't you spare me over till another year?
Of color, of creed, and of our old-time religion. We aim to pull evil up by the root before it chokes out the flower of our culture and heritage. And our women, let's not forget those ladies, y'all, looking to us for protection from darkies, from Jews, from papists, and from all those smart-ass folks say we come descended from monkeys. That's not my culture and heritage.
Yes.
Is that your culture and heritage?
No.
And so, we gonna hang us a Negro.
Saying we should hire this man away.
I
That's a good idea, Pappy.
Hell of an idea.
Can't beat him, join him.
Have him join us. Run our campaign. Still that egghead.
License of power, wealth, sector.
No one says no to Pappy O'Daniel.
Oh, gracious, no. Not with his blandishment.
Power's persuasion.
What's his name again?
Campaign manager?
Yes.
Waldrop.
Vernon Waldrop.
Vernon T. Waldrop.
It's an invitation-only affair. We'll have to sneak into the service entrance.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Who elected you leader of this outfit? Since we've been following your lead, we got nothing but trouble. I got this close to being strung up and consumed in a fire. And whipped no end. And sunstroke. And soggy.
Turned into a frog.
He wasn't turned into a frog.
Almost loved up, though.
See, you're against me now, too. Is that how it is, boys? The whole world, God Almighty, now you. Guess I deserve it. Boys, I know that I made some tactical mistakes. But if you just stick with me, I got a plan. Believe me, boys, we can fix this thing. And I can get my wife back and we can get out of here. Boy.
God damn disgrace! Made a travesty of the entire evening.
Oh, what I wouldn't give to get a hold of those agitators.
I mean, whoever heard of such behavior, even amongst the colored?
Well, mulattoes maybe. I suspect some miscegenation in their heritage. How's he gonna explain it? Using a Confederate flag as a missile.
Crazy! No one's ever gonna believe we're a real band.
It's gonna work. Close enough to talk to her. Taking off us got more of a future than marrying some guy named Walter. I've got that bona fide. I got the answers.
Everett, my beard itches.
In the jailhouse now, fellas. Neighborhood of B.
Pursuing opportunities in another venue. I got big plans. Not minstrels. This year's just a dodge. I'm gonna be a dentist. I know this guy will print me up a license.
He's in the jailhouse now. Well, I told him to stop playing cards and shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now.
Suggestion. I can't switch sides in the middle of a campaign. Especially to work for a man who likes Mara Fiber.
Mara Fiber? Fishy face some bitch. I invented Mara Fiber. Pappy O'Daniel was displaying rectitude and high-mindedness when that egghead you worked for was still missing his jaws.
I want to be where you want me to be. I want you and the guys to come with me.
Twice. Stop playing cards and shooting dice.
What are you doing here, Pappy? Well, I guess someone let on we were giving out liquor.
Hey, well, you'll be laughing at the other side of your face come November.
Pappy old Daniel be laughing then.
Not out the other side of his face, though.
Oh, no, just the regular side.
Your day.
his teeth, huh? Ain't you ever heard of anyone?
In Constance Ira.
Here this very evening interfered with a lynch mob in the performance of his duties. Well, yeah, it's true. See, I belong to a certain secret society. I don't believe I gotta mention its name. And these boys here, they trampled all over our venerated observances and rituals. Now, this here music is over. Desecrated a fiery cross.
He's all having a good time.
And they convicts, folks. Fugitives escaped off the farm. Now, folks, these boys got to be remanded to authorities. Criminal. And I have it from the highest authority that that Negro sold his soul to the devil.
Oh.
Wait a minute now, folks. No, it's true.
home. The great state of Mississippi.
Happy you're down here, Governor.
What the fact the Soggy Bottom Boys for that wonderful performance. Now, it looks like the only man in this great state who ain't a music lover is my esteemed opponent in the upcoming Homer Stokes. Yeah, well, there you go. Chase. It sounded to me like he was harboring some kind of hateful grudge against the Soggy Bottom Boys on account of their rough and rowdy past. Stokes is the kind of fellow who wants to cast the first stone. Well, I'm with you folks. I'm a forgive and forget Christian. And I say, if their rambunctiousness and misdemeanoring is behind them...
It is, ain't it, boys?
Yes, sir, it is.
Well, then I say, by the power vested in me, these boys is hereby pardoned. Administration, these boys is going to be my brain trust.
What's that mean, Everett?
The army's in you, me, and Tommy are going to be there.
Power behind the throne, so to speak.
Oh, okay.
So without further ado, and by way of endorsing my candidacy, the Soggy Bottom Boys is going to lead us all in a chorus of "You Are My Sunshine."
Thank you, boys.
Governor, it's one of our favorites.
Fun. You're going to go far.
You are my sunshine.
Waldrop is going to be going on relief. Maybe I can throw a little patronage his way.
Give him a job digging ditches, rounding up stray dogs.
So is the marriage off then, Ms. Worby?
McGill. No, the marriage will take place at 20.
A little change of cast. Me and the little lady are going to pick up the pieces and retie the knot, metaphorically speaking. You boys are invited, of course. Hell, you're the best men. Already got the rings. Where's your ring, honey?
I ain't worn it since our divorce came through. Must still be in the roll top in the old cabin. Never thought I'd need it. Vernon bought one encrusted with jewels.
Now's the time to buy it off him cheap.
We ain't getting married with his ring. You said you'd changed.
Honey, you're just no pewter thing.
Ain't gonna be no wedding.
It's just a symbol, honey.
No wedding.
We'll go fetch it with you, Everett.
It's just... Shut up, Dilmer. It's just a symbol.
I've spoken my piece and counted to three.
She counted to three.
Son of a bitch!
You have any idea how far that cabin is? Get to see the ancestral manse, the home where I spent so many a happy day in the bosom of my family,
refugium, if you will, with a mighty oak tree out front and a happy little tire swing on it.
Where's the happy little tire swing?
End of the road, boys.
No, wait a minute.
Let's go, boy.
It's had its twists and turns.
Wait a minute, now.
Now it deposits you here.
But wait a minute.
You have eluded fate and you have eluded me for the last time. Tie their hands, boys.
You can't do this now.
Didn't know you'd be bringing a friend. He'll just have to wait his turn. Share one of your graves.
You can't do this. We just got pardoned by the governor himself.
It went out on the radio.
Is that right? Well, we ain't got a radio.
God have mercy.
You got to go to that lonesome valley. You. Can go there for you.
Perhaps you should start making your prayers.
God, you go.
Oh, my God.
Everett? Tommy, I'm sorry we got you into this.
Good Lord. What do we do?
Lord, please look down and recognize us, poor sinner. Please, Lord. I just want to see my daughters again. I've been separated from my family for so long. I know I've been guilty of pride and sharp dealing. I'm sorry that I turned my back on you, Lord. Forgive me. And help us, Lord. For the sake of my family. For Tommy's sake. And for Delmer's and Pete's. Let me see my daughters again, Lord. Help us.
Yeah.
A miracle. It was a miracle.
Delmer, don't be ignorant. I told you they was flooding this valley.
No, that ain't it.
We prayed to God and he pitied us.
Well, it never fails. Once again, you two hayseeds are showing how much you want for intellect. There's a perfectly scientific explanation for what just happened.
That ain't the tune you were singing back there at the gallows.
Well, any human being will cast about in a moment of stress. No, the fact is they're flooding this valley so they can hydroelectric up the whole darn state. Yes, sir. South is going to change. Everything's going to be put on electricity and run on a paying basis. Out with the old spiritual mumbo-jumbo, the superstitions, and the backward ways. We're going to see a brave new world where they run everybody a wire and hook us all up to a grid. Yes, sir. A veritable age of reason, like the one they had in France. Not a moment too soon. Not a moment too soon. Hey, there's Tommy. Tommy, what you riding there?
Oh, road trip death.
My sun is sinking fast. My race is nearly run.
All's well that ends well, so the poet says.
That's right, honey.
I mind telling you, I'm awful pleased. My adventuring days have come to an end. Time for this old boy to enjoy some repose.
That's good, honey.
You were right about that ring, too. Any other wedding band wouldn't do. This here was foreordained. Fate was smiling on me. You just have to have confidence.
That's not my ring.
God, what?
That's not my ring.
Not your ring.
That's one of Ann Herlane's.
You said it was in the roll top desk.
I said I thought it was in the roll top desk.
No, you said
that. Under the mattress, sir.
No.
Maybe my shipper robe. I don't know.
Well, I'm sorry, honey.
Well, we need that ring.
Well, that ring is at the bottom of a pretty darn big lake. A 9,000-hectare lake.
I don't care if it's 90,000.
But, honey...
That lake was not my doing.
Well, of course not,
I
honey.
I counted to three, honey.
Honey, no, wait. Honey, finding one little ring in the middle of all that water, one hell of a raw cat.
And gives me victory. Oh, come, angel band, come.
My immortal home. Oh, bear me away on your snow white wing to my immortal home.
My latest sun is sinking fast. My race is nearly run. My strongest trials now are past. My triumph has begun.
Oh, come, angel band, come and around me stand.
Bear my longing heart to him who
white wings to my immortal home. Oh, bear me away on your snow white wings to my immortal home.
There's a dark and a troubled side of life. There's a bright and a sunny side too. Though we meet with the darkness and strife, the sunny side we all side of life. If we'll keep on the sunny side of life.